This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. A day after pausing his controversial judicial overhaul legislation, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday the country will overcome its differences. Israel's political factions opposed to embattled Netanyahu are setting up negotiating teams after he called for dialogue and paused his judicial overhaul plan that had set off unprecedented mass street protests and a spiraling domestic crisis. Analyst Johan Plessner, a president of the Israel Democracy Institute, said almost all of Israeli civil society opposed Netanyahu's plans and made it clear that he did not have a majority of support from the Israeli people.
Prime Minister Netanyahu never dealt with such a pushback from Israeli public, Israeli civil society, Israeli labor unions, Israeli business community. All of them opposed the judicial overhaul and made it quite clear that while the government has a majority in the coalition, in the parliament, it does not have a majority among the Israeli people, and the Israeli people said no to the judicial overhaul.
Plessner cautioned the delay in the judicial reforms legislation is merely a ceasefire, not a true peace among differing parts of Israeli society. Ukraine allies are starting to deliver on promises of arms to help the embattled nation repel the invasion from Russia. During a joint news conference in the Netherlands Monday, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz confirmed his nation had delivered promised advanced Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine, providing Kyiv with much-needed heavy weaponry against Russia. And Tuesday, Ukraine's defense minister, Alexei Reznikov, posted a video of himself climbing on British-supplied Challenger 2 battle tanks. In the video, Reznikov expressed his gratitude to British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace.
Secretary of Defense of the United Kingdom, it's a very good stuff. Thank you very much from Ukraine.
Reznikov said the tanks would soon begin their combat missions. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Ghana Tuesday, where she pledged a new era of partnership with Africa, envisioning a future that is propelled by African innovation. Speaking from a monument commemorating Ghana's independence from colonialism, Harris, the first U.S. woman and person of color to hold her office, stressed the need to empower women to advance economic growth.
And when we lift up the economic status of a woman, let's be clear, we lift up the economic status of her children, her family, her community, the entire economy benefits.
The speech on her second full day in Ghana is part of a week-long trip that Harris is making that will include visits to Tanzania and Zambia. Harris is the most high-profile member of President Joe Biden's administration to visit Africa as the U.S. escalates its outreach to the continent. The head of France's largest trade union is calling for mediation to discuss the government's pension reform plan as France prepares for another day of nationwide protests against raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking on France Interradio, Laurent Berger, the head of the CFDT union, says President Emmanuel Macron should put the retirement reform on hold while, he says, we sit around the table in order to see where there might or might not be a social compromise. Berger adds, it's a political and social choice that has to be put in place. It must be clearly announced that this reform will not be implemented and that we're focusing on a path of discussion. Macron has made the reforms the priority of his second term, arguing they're needed to keep the pension system from diving into deficit as France faces lower birth rates and longer life expectancy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Portuguese police have shot a man suspected of stabbing two women to death at an Ismaili Muslim center in Lisbon. Ismaili community leader Najim Ahmad told Portuguese television that the victims were staff members at the center. Authorities said police were called to the center late Tuesday morning, where they encountered a suspect armed with a large knife. A police statement said officers ordered him to surrender, but he advanced towards them and was, in their words, neutralized. The suspect was taken to a Lisbon hospital where he was in police custody. Several other people were wounded in the incident, according to a police statement, but they provided no further details. Prime Minister Antonio Costa said the police shot the suspect. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.